So I'd like to hear about a case of a patient who received immunotherapy. You wrote up this 27-year-old woman. It looks very interesting, but also pretty complicated. But then you also mentioned this other patient that sounds really interesting. I'd like to hear about this other one, the patient who had this problem with hepatitis related to checkpoint therapy. How old was this patient and what happened?
So this is a 45-year-old male who actually was very heavily pretreated. He was initially diagnosed in 2004 and had ABVD, ICE, salvage therapy, autologous stem cell transplant after relapse. He actually went on to have numerous other therapies, including two rounds of brentuximab vedotin. He was on an everolimus protocol and had a response to this, but not for long. He's been on gemcitabine, nalbuphine, and actually over 7 lines of therapy. So a very heavily pretreated young man who presented with recurrent disease, and this was biopsy proven, and actually went on the original analysis for nivolumab in the phase II study. He received 4 cycles of therapy with nivolumab and had a complete response almost immediately. You could feel his adenopathy shrink, and after 2 cycles, imaging studies confirmed that he was in a CR. After the 4th cycle of therapy, he was found to have significantly elevated AST and ALT in the thousands, actually. And he interestingly also had significant arthritis, which initially presented after the 3rd cycle of therapy, then got worse after the 4th cycle. And he had an inflammatory reaction around his port, which was also interesting. We had to remove this. He had a very erythematous, non-infectious inflammatory reaction around his port at that time. So we removed this and we started him on high-dose steroids, 1.5 milligrams per kilogram. And he had improvement in his LFTs, but it took a very long time for his LFTs to normalize. We did a very slow taper because as we tended to taper him, and I think we started around 120 milligrams, we started with inpatient hospitalization with solumedrol and then transitioned him to prednisone. But as we tapered him, his LFTs would periodically increase with periodic tapers. And we actually had to start him on concurrent CellCept as well as prednisone to control his AST, ALT elevations. But ultimately, after about 4 to 6 months of steroid and CellCept therapy, his LFTs had normalized and were able to taper him off these two agents. Since that time, I was not comfortable retreating him with checkpoint inhibitor given the aggressiveness of his toxicity. But he impressively has not required therapy. It has been now 4 years, and he remains in remission. His subsequent course has been complicated by hypothyroidism and hypophysitis with replacement of testosterone and other hormones through endocrinology. But his most recent PET scan, done approximately 8 months ago, indicates that he remains in remission. This is the longest remission he's ever had with any therapy, and he's been heavily pretreated. Obviously, he raises the question of what this means, and the truth is, we don't know at this point. It's still, I think, early to say definitively. But it's an impressive response, both from an activity point of view, but in his case, the toxicity as well was one of the most striking I had ever seen with checkpoint inhibitor therapy.
So that case only prompts about 75 questions I'd like to ask you, but let me just pick a few because, wow, I mean, it was really amazing. First, I was actually just reflecting back on the fact 2014. I mean, that was before all the craziness with lung cancer and bladder cancer. That was. And it seems like it's only 4 years ago, but I'm just kind of curious, what was it like when you treated him in 2014 and saw the tumor go away?
Yeah, well, there are instances when you get the wow effect and you know when a drug is a very active drug. And he had palpable supraclavicular and axillary adenopathy. I would say after the first dose, and maybe well before the second dose, you could see that his tumor had visibly shrunk and he felt very, very good. He was mildly symptomatic with sweats. And for him, pruritus was a huge issue, which is not uncommon in Hodgkin's. The pruritus and the B symptoms completely resolved after the first cycle. And his adenopathy went from 2 to 3 centimeter adenopathy that was clearly palpable to sub-centimeter adenopathy that you would have not considered pathologic after the first dose. So that was a wonderful feeling for him and myself to watch that happen to him. I think he was actually initially interested, in considering restarting checkpoint inhibitor therapy based on his limited options, I was uncomfortable and said that, well, if you relapse, we would consider retreatment. But fortunately for him, he has not relapsed this far out.